Welcome, everybody. My name's David, and I have the pleasure of introducing Stefan Bortsmeyer, who will be speaking next on observations of a DNSSEC incident, the Russian TLD.
Hello, everyone. I work for AFNIC, which is a .fr domain name registry, so I know one or two things about the DNS. So time to see first the problem. So the lightning talk appeared quite recently in the schedule because everything happened on Tuesday this week. So many users noticed a problem. A lot of sites, services under the .ru TLD. TLD is top level domain. .ru is for Russia. And there were many problems. Many people reported this as, I cannot reach Yandex, or I cannot reach VKontakte or other service. But actually, it was a very general problem with .ru. Everything with a name under .ru was down, it seemed. But still, some people said, okay, it still works, or it works for me. You know that on the internet, because the internet has a previous speaker said, the world is not coherent. On the internet, it's perfectly possible that some users say it's down, and others, hey, it works for me. So in that case, there was no apparent reason, for some reason, for some people in Russia, for instance, it worked, some not. Outside of Russia, it was the same thing. And the problem lasted a few hours, 3 to 4 hours, which is a very common duration for an internet incident. Someone told me once that every internet incident is 2 hours of panic on 5 minutes to fix it. So a bit of analysis of the problem now. So I have something terrible to tell you. Don't believe what you read on the web. A lot of bullshit. Many people don't know what they're talking about. They don't rely on facts. In that case, for instance, a lot of things are observable on the internet. Anyone can run a DNS client, can run Traceroute, can try with curl or other software. So it's possible to have data, actual hard data. But yet some people prefer to immediately start writing anything on the social network rather than collecting data. So if we collect data, we can see that the problem was not with one website or the other. So when people said Yandex is down, no, it was not specific to Yandex. But also there was a specific problem. It was about Russia. Many people immediately started to assume that it had something to do with the war, that it was an attack by the Ukrainians or a problem with Russia. Or many people, there is the first problem that many people talk on the social networks without first gathering data. But there is also another problem is that many people reacted to this event not based on facts, but based on whether they were pro-Russian or anti-Russian. So they said it's the fault of Ukraine, CIA, etc., or the opposite, or it's the fault of Putin or Kadyrov or I don't know who. So, for instance, you can find in many articles published about this problem that it was because of Russian censorship, some censorship test that failed. There is no evidence supporting this. True, there is censorship in Russia, but in the case, in the specific case of the incident on Tuesday, there is absolutely zero evidence that it was an attack or zero evidence that it had anything to do with Russian censorship. It was just a technical problem. So to debug this sort of problem, let me spoil immediately, it was a DNSSEC issue. But it was in the title, so you already know it. So the best tool to debug DNSSEC issues, if you don't know it, is DNSviz. Here, DNSViz